What is going on? Welcome to the Tom Ward Show. I am texting my social media guy, Justin. Shout out, Justin, to make sure we are streaming live on YouTube using the Riverside platform for podcasters. But fuck the free plug. Fuck that, Rich. I reached out to them. I wanted to work with them. They strung me along. They said they didn't reply to emails. So screw them. They have a great platform, though. Okay, he said we're looking good. So let's start the thing, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Oh, my God. Thank you for having me on. What a blessing.
Buddy, I'm honored. Well, I'll tell you what. So I'm new to this whole H3 world, like we were talking about before. And the first thing I saw you was at the Steamies. And I was doing this video. Guys, go check it out. It's like a Steamies video recap of the night, and I kind of just went through and, you know, commented at certain parts, and you had the Tana stuff early in the beginning, which I'll tell you what, one thing Tana's not is she's not boring, right? So, you know, she was there. We'll talk about Tana.
Yeah.
But then after they left, there was kind of a lull and it kind of got boring in the middle. And then Rich Lux hops on the motherfucking stage in his 18-inch high platform pink shoes, which were fantastic. Oh, by the way, hold on a sec.
Oh, you got a crown too. Let's go.
How do I look? Can I pull the crown look off? What do you think? I'm not as fabulous as you, but hello, no, America. There's the social media clip right there. There's the post. So you came on and destroyed it and did your damn job. First of all, that's not your first time on stage, I'm guessing, correct?
No, I think it is. I'm looking back. I mean, I've never been on a stage that big. You have to understand, that was a huge theater. That's where Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. That's where they hold the Golden Globes. Like, it was that, right? I believe, or the Emmys or something. That was a huge stage.
For sure.
And it's right on Hollywood Boulevard. It's a big deal. And they sold it out. I was like, whoa. And, you know, when you're up there, all you really see is just a lights, you know? So you don't really get to see how many people they are. So it really feels like you're just by yourself and people on stage.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, what did it feel like being on stage? Because I've actually seen a concert there. I'm going to date myself. This great show there. But it was like a high-class thing. Tickets were hundreds of dollars. And it's just a beautiful venue inside. On stage, was it intimidating? Yeah, was it intimidating, like, going out there?
It kind of was. Yeah, it kind of was intimidating. But you just got to roll with it. You know, just get out there and just do you. And I don't know. I was just me. You know, I just went out there and just did me. And I had a great time. And like meeting Ethan up close and Gila and Tana and was it Logan Paul and oh my God. And then that other guy, you know, that was sitting next to Tana.
Oh, I'm Jeff.
Drawing a blank right now. Jeff Wittick. I mean, wow. And then the staff like Dan. And then you had everyone else like, you know, everybody was like amazing. It was just a moment
you
I
made
never
it.
Forget.
It was for
a,
sure.
I
like,
never forget that moment. Like, never. I mean, people in a million years would never experience that. Only a select few. And it was just a moment that I would never forget. Like, in the rest of my life, like, it was whoa. So I'm forever indebted. I was just you can't. You really can't explain that. It's insane.
So I'm new to this whole H3 world. I don't even understand all the characters yet or anything. But first of all, let me. What's up with Dan? What's up with the beef with Dan? You said he ruined your Disney trip. That was one thing I saw.
Bro, I don't even – you know what? The thing with, like, online beef and online drama with me is that, like, it happens, and then you just, like, go through it, and then you just forget why you even had drama to begin with. Like, I don't even really remember. I really don't even remember. I just sat down one day, and I was just like, you know what, Dan – and I was just like going off the cuff, and I thought it was funny, and it just went in spiral to this whole thing. So I really don't even know why the initial, like, it doesn't, to me, it doesn't even matter, because I think that once you have an issue with somebody and then you get clarification, you understand it's all a misunderstanding anyway. So it wasn't that big of a deal to begin with once you look at it from the other person's perspective. So yeah, that's how that started. And we just continued the beef.
Who is the real queen, Dan or Rich Lux is the question.
I think the real queen is Ethan or Hila, one of those two. I think one of those two is real queen.
But for sure.
There has been drama since off the show, you know?
Let's go. People want to hear drama. Let's start with it. There has been drama
since the – okay, so are you able to pull up Twitter up here?
No, I can't be. It's
okay.
I can't pull up another screen.
Do you have like a phone?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so if you go to my Twitter, I posted – it's the second tweet today. It's about Tana. And she's lying. We caught her in a lie. And you can just show it. And she's all right. About her experience on the show. On the live show. Hold on. Moses, can you hand me a water, Moses? Thank you so much.
Now, who's Moses? You got a team over there? Team Rich Lux?
Moses is my assistant.
Look at you. You're Houston. You're Hollywood,
you
guys, bro.
It's all going, Tom. It's all going right over your head. I'll fill you in later. I'll fill you in.
Okay. All right. So I see. I got you on Twitter. Is that what you're talking about?
Okay. So scroll down a little bit. Tana. You're gonna see a Tana on the couch or something.
Correct.
Yeah. Play that one.
Just play it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll pick up audio though.
So she was saying in that clip.
Yeah, you can't hear because I'm using my head.
And then in the clip, people are like celebrating her. So it's like, how are you saying you got booed off the stage? And the people are yelling, yay, Tana, we love you.
So I saw you. Let's go to drama. So I saw I do homework for these things. I looked at your YouTube channel. Shout out YouTube channel. Everyone go check them out. Go follow them. Subscribe.
Yeah, I can't
everything.
Get to save my life. I can't get a subscriber to save my life.
Bro, you got 500,000.
Videos save my life.
Please. But so you had a video, a couple of videos about Tana. So explain the Tana drama theme.
Well, on my channel, it's very tongue in cheek. I keep it very superficial. But, you know, I've been following like this whole entire like Tana and Trisha and Ethan for such a long time. And I've been seeing that, you know, Trisha has this a pattern of behavior to like end friendships. And here she is trying to be a friend with Tana. And so I just was thinking maybe there might be a falling out between Tana and Trisha in the future. Huh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me? So I saw you had a video where did Tana give Trisha a $9,000 purse or something?
Trisha gave Tana a $9,000 purse. And so I was thinking, are you trying to buy your friendship, Trisha? Are you using Tana for views, Trisha? And I was thinking, if this happens, they're gonna have a falling out, and Trisha will make 10 TikToks, 4 YouTube videos, and just it happens all the time. It's a pattern of behavior. So I'm watching that this friendship might deteriorate.
Well, I think okay. I got a basic question, right? So in that relationship, who's top dog? Is it Tana or is it Trisha?
I would say Tana.
Tana at this point, see it number one?
I would say Tana would be, she gets more clicks and views.
So Trisha, so it benefits Trisha more to be friends with Tana than vice versa.
Oh, ask the chat, what do they think?
Let's see.
It doesn't matter what I think, it's what the people.
That's a good question. Let's see, Freya, I'm messaging you now. Shout out Freya, the moderator. New mom in the UK, where it's, I don't know, 2 a.m, and she's here. She's helping us out. Let's see, Freya, what's the chat say?
I just think, yeah, so I find that interesting.
So while we figure that out, what other drama is going on? Let's give them some drama before. I also want to know your whole story, but what else is going on in the world of internet culture?
Oh my God, it's changed so much. Like it really has changed. Like I remember, you know, YouTube was like on and popping, but I see like the whole TikTok thing coming up now. And like, you know,
how are you on TikTok?
Pretty good. I go live every day on TikTok. I make TikTok videos every day just to throw them up there. And it's like, it's lucrative. It's fun. But I still do YouTube every day.
What's the main, so what are the top, listen, Rich, I'm an old guy. I'm not connected. I'm out of touch.
About like Jeffree Star getting back.
Yes. Hey, hello. I mean, what are we 20 minutes into this? I'm begging you for drama. I want the tea.
Yeah, you're talking about James Charles yet able to live his life normally when other people in Hollywood have done a lot less and got blackballed. And it's just insane. And then you have the
Who, James Charles? I hate for real quick on James Charles. I fucking hate James Charles, okay? Look, I don't get the kids, the minor thing, okay? Whether you're a guy and the guys, guy and the girls, girl, whatever, it doesn't matter. But my point is, you're in your 20s, you're rich and famous, you can have all the hot dudes you want, you know, who are of age and are willing to do filthy, filthy things with you, right? So why would you, and who finds, look, I'm a happily married man in my 40s, right? But, you know, if my wife died in a plane crash tomorrow, I mean, God forbid, right? Hey, Justin, you're live on here, buddy. Hold on.
Justin, you're live on here, buddy.
Justin, get off.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Get off, Dustin.
Get off, Justin.
Justin.
Hold on. Let me text Justin. He says the video's going out. Hold on.
We're having some testicle difficulties, guys. Just a second. There we go.
See you, Justin. Why are you fucking up my James Charles rant? So back to my point, right? So if I'm my wife, I love her, but if she dies in a plane crash tomorrow, right? What would I find attractive, right? You know, a woman in her late 20s with, I mean, well, sure.
People get escorts and go to dinner and stuff and stuff.
Well,
like
what
that.
I'm saying is, what would I find attractive? Someone probably in their 20s is most desirable to a lot of people, right? So why would I ever – I mean, what's attractive about a 16 or 17-year-old? What the fuck do they know? Why would you – I don't even understand it. Stop the madness. And he's done it time and time again.
Yep.
Yes, it's like, every fucking time.
It mind blows me. But, you know, he's never been prosecuted. You know, if we have to say that, legal reason, never been prosecuted, anything like that. He has admitted to it. That's the thing. He has admitted to it. The video has been deleted, but it's still up on YouTube. It's still there. And so it just mind blows me that he's able to be on social media admitting to that when others have been held to the flame and blacklisted in Hollywood, and he's still around. It's whoa.
So what's so special about him? Why does he get the pass?
Tom, is that people have been canceled for a lot less. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. That's all.
You are 1,000% right. So what's so special about James? Do we need him? Is he so talented that we can't be without him? I mean, why is he still around?
Maybe he's a good PR. Maybe he's a good marketing firm or something he has. I have no idea. But again, Tana did not want to disavow James on stage. She says she wants to be cordial between her and Trisha and James. Like she kept saying that. And the crowd booed. The crowd didn't like it. Like, well, girl.
So wait, I'm confused. So why would Tana hold on bashing James? What don't I know?
I don't know, because, you know, a couple years ago, she was bashing James. She was going on podcasts. She was saying how they're not friends no more. And she said some really bad stuff about him on camera. And then time has passed, and they've made amends, and they're friends again. And so it's kind of confusing to the audience how she went from saying such negative things about him to just like you were saying, I hate James, right? You're saying that. And then maybe a year from now, you're friends with him. It's like, how do you go from those two with little to no explanation?
All right, that's Tana. We went to the chat, and the chat seems split between Tana and Trisha. So, I mean, who knew? I thought it would be – well, I guess I don't know. It's tough. But they, what they all want is your 2024 predictions. What does Rich Lux see coming in the world of internet gossip?
Okay, I think that oh, my God. All right. I think that Trisha is going to continue to copy Ethan's gig on social media, you know, because she wasn't really doing, a, you know, hot topic news before like Ethan has been doing. I see that she covers the same topics that he does most of the time, too. I noticed that. So I think that's going to continue to happen. She's going to have her baby. Gila will have her baby. And let me see. I'm trying to think bigger. I think that YouTube will be popular even more than TikTok again. Like the pendulum will swing. Because the pendulum swings. Like the pendulum always swings. So it's like right now, if it's about short form content, it'll swing back to long form content and vice versa. Like, that's just the way the world is. Let me see. I think that Gabby Hanna will return back to social media for sure.
Oh, God.
I think that we'll see more celebrities doing vlogs on YouTube as well.
Huh. So who did you just mention? I actually interviewed her. I can't even think of her name. Who did you mention is coming back to YouTube?
Like Gabby Hanna, I think.
Yeah, Gabby Hanna. So she's been gone for a while. I've interviewed everybody, Rich. Every influencer you could possibly imagine. Yeah, like years ago. I mean, she was nice and everything. But I forget, why did she get canceled again? If people get canceled so much, it's hard to keep track.
It's just hard to remember. It's just so problematic. But you know what, though? It's almost like being problematic and in the drama keeps people relevant.
That's true. But she's been gone for a while. Like, how long has she been gone for?
I don't know. It's been a while. It has been a while. Yeah, I haven't really been kept up that much with her, but
I think you can't go away too long. Like, look at Colleen Ballinger. Okay, first of all, I hate Colleen Ballinger. I hate her fucking ukulele. God. And I want to give send a woman I know over there to smash the fucking ukulele over her head. But she couldn't be away for 5 seconds, right? I mean, she went away, did her apology, and then she was back like 10 minutes later.
Yeah, so she was. Yeah, now she's doing daily vlogs during, you know, Vlogmas, and her vlogs are so boring. And it's almost like, let me just put out all this content to flood it, and people will forget.
That's smart. You're right.
It's like if somebody tweets out something controversial and they get backlash for it, and then after that they're just tweeting a whole bunch of stuff to bury it. It's kind of like that. She's just posting a lot of videos.
Hey, we need you over this way a little bit, Rich. We're missing half your beautiful face. There we go.
And she's like, what do you say? She's like continuing to put her kids on camera.
That's gross.
I think more laws are going to come into effect about that in the future.
Well, it's cheap. Look, I have kids, and I almost never talk about them or show them. I'll show them on like a picture on Instagram. Maybe I'll share like a Christmas picture in a story or something, but I do that because, you know, friends and family follow me on there too, so it's a way to kind of update them. But I've always hated family channels. Like the Ace family is fucking awful.
Family, bro. Oh my awful. God. I've noticed that like Ace family, David Dobrik and stuff like that, they just like they're more on Snapchat. And I don't know, like, is Snapchat paying the rent over there?
Yeah. I interviewed Jason Nash, and people have mixed feelings on Jason. I like him. But he was telling me he was making good money. This is a couple months ago on Snapchat, but he said they have to post like 100 times a day or something. I'm like,
yes, you have to post a lot. And like, I've seen people like, they'll hold something. They'll like post this and then they'll like post that. So you're like, snap, snap, snap. And you're like, oh my God. And I'm like, this is his junk post. You know, they're just like, it's like dumping photos and videos over there constantly. Yeah.
But like, what about like quality control? Like Colleen's doing with these daily vlogs that are boring as fuck that nobody cares about, or someone posted a barcode picture of the cereal they just bought for just another upload. Like, stop the madness. Exactly. Can we get some quality content?
Yeah, and the people, like you guys, are the ones who, like, you know what, I don't want to watch this, and they don't watch anymore. And then so people aren't watching their content anymore because, like you said, it's not quality content. And then they want to blame the algorithm that they're shadow banned. It's like, no, you're not putting good content out, so people aren't going to watch it.
What do you have coming up? Yeah.
Huh?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
If you want more views and more subscribers, put out better content, some quality content.
What content do you have coming up? I mean, 2024,
okay,
sir.
So we got a music video. We have a music video dropping this week, most likely, yeah. It's already it's on iTunes and all that, so that's going to be fun. I try to do one once every quarter. I'll do a music video. So probably the beginning of the year, like the first of the year, I'll drop it that day. Just for
okay.
fun. And then let me see. And then every day it's just daily drama, and I never know what's going to happen. I can't predict the drama, so I just, you know, whatever I see like is trending, that's what I'll just talk about.
Now, let me ask you this, right? I want to know, okay, that we gave the people what they wanted. We gave them some drama, right? We got excited. James Charles, everybody gets excited, right? But what I want to know is who's the guy wearing the crown? The guy behind the diamond eye makeup. So,
oh my God. Okay.
Who are you? You're from Houston, but like, were you always like a performer? I mean, were you always like a ham and wanted camera time?
No, bro, okay, so, all right. So I've always been on the internet. Like, I just remember like, whoa, this is, I don't even think I talk about this much. All right, so I grew up super poor, like very humble beginnings, right? And I used to work at a chemical plant in, it's called Pasadena, Texas. And they make refinery oil and gas and stuff out there. So I'd work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, one day off, right? And I would do that for years. And I was like,
wait, what were you doing? What was your job?
It was like scaffold building. We're doing scaffold. I had my hard hat on, my overalls, out in the chemical plant, breathing all the fumes, dying. All right. So anyway, so I did that for years and years. And I would come home and I would just film YouTube videos to express myself. And it was mainly like just daily vlogs, like stuff no one even cared about. Nobody cared. It was just negative comments like fag, hope you die, like, you know, whatever. So it was those comments, right? But I just kept going. And then one day I did one drama video and it just in the beauty community and it blew up. And I was like, I think I'm onto something here. And I just kept doing it every day after that because I was already filming. And then I was just come home from work, film it, and then one day I get that, you get like the creative program, you can monetize content on YouTube, and then I got like my first check, and I was like, this is more money than me working at the chemical plant.
Nice.
And then I left, and then Houston is like 20 minutes away, so I moved down to like the Beverly Hills of Houston, and I've been here for the past 7 years.
Wow, so this is, how old were you when you quit the plant?
Bro. A lady never tells her age, but I am a dinosaur. I've had so much plastic surgery.
You like, look good.
Look, I'm still paying on these.
Yeah, hey, they look good. You're shining.
They're the good ones. They're not the ones like Fousey Tube had that fell off. These are the good ones, good veneers. But yeah, so I know what it is to work. And so I've always just been a hustler. And I was like, I love making content. And the thing is, like, people see YouTube, maybe they can be lucrative at it, but if you don't love it, then you're going to fall out of it. So if it was about the money, Tom, I would have stopped a long time ago. So I have enough of that. I just love making videos. Even if I don't get hardly any views, I just love doing it. But I grew up, you know, in the gay community of Houston. And so like there was a little FEMA trailer. There was a hurricane that hit Houston one time. And we had a FEMA trailer in the back of one of the gay clubs. And someone just left it. And so the drag queens would get ready in the back of that FEMA trailer. And I would go back there and help them with hair, makeup, zip them up, throw them on stage and stuff. And that's where I just developed, when I got on YouTube, I was like doing videos just like you, no makeup on or nothing. And I was like, I need to stand out. You know, I need to stand out. When people are scrolling through, they're like, what the hell was that? And I was like, let me just make a character. So I came up with these little, like a jester, like a clown, like, you know, whatever. And it just stuck out. And it's been like a good marketing tool ever since then. Because if that's because there's so much competition on social media to stand out. Everybody wants their video seen. I've never met a creator who doesn't want their stuff seen. And so this is just part of the gig. It's just a character.
So that's, I mean, that's who we all play, right? I mean, I'm not a really like a creator, but I mean, you're an amp. You gotta want just be an amplified version of yourself, right?
Yeah.
You gotta.
But I feel like I'm just old school YouTube. I'm old school YouTube, pretty much.
But you branded yourself. I mean, genius. I mean, that the crown is iconic. The eye makeup is great. You stand. I mean, there's no question. When you hopped on stage at the Steamies, you stood out. Like, people fucking noticed. I'm like, I was blown away by the shoes. I'm a sneaker guy. Like, I like shoes. I was like, damn, look at him,
you're
man.
Comfortable. You're so comfortable. And I lugged them shoes all the way from Houston. I wore them all through the airport. I walked through them. Like, people were looking at me crazy.
Wait, like, you wore them on the plane?
I wore them on the plane when I landed. I got picked up. I still wore them. I wore them the whole time I was in LA, and I left them there at my friend's house. I was like, I might wear them again in the future, so I'm going to leave them here.
That's wild. So go back a little bit. So what were you like as a kid? Like, were you – I mean, you've got a huge personality.
Okay. Oh, my God. I was like the fat kid that got bullied, no friends, like that. That was
me as a
kid,
right?
And so, like, no self-confidence or whatever. And then when I started making some decent money online, I can, like, take care of myself better. And so then I remember I went to the plastic surgeon because I've had a tummy tuck. I've had lipo, had a BBL. Like, I've had a lot of work done. I have the scars to prove it. I'll show it to you if everyone see it. And so I remember after, like, the fourth surgery, I looked in the mirror and I was like, at my body, and I was like, well, this is as good as it's going to get. Because I can only go so far with diet and exercise, and the rest is the magic of the surgery. And I was like, this is it. Like, I can't get any more snatched than this. Like, this is where I'm at. And that's, I just have all this tremendous amount of confidence because I just went through so much growing up, you know, like an abusive dad, always talking down about me and stuff. So I really got like a thick skin. So that's why I don't really let things bother me on social media, because it all kind of just helped me be who I am today. Because you know how it is, you get negative comments and stuff.
Everybody does, of course.
So then, like, if someone was to say something about me, I would be like, really? That's the best you got? Really? Come harder. Let's go.
For sure. Like, look, I go to therapy every Friday at 9 a.m. Shout out Liz, my therapist. But she calls it my inner critic. I am so brutal with myself that I tell myself the nastiest shit. Like, so when people, like, that goes on up here all fucking day. It's a crime scene up there. It's a disaster.
Yeah.
So I'd say I have the same approach. When people give me like hateful comments, like, what are you going to do? Call me bald or old? Exactly. Or, like, you know what I mean? Come on. That's all you got? Please. Please. I'm doing way worse things that are going on up here.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
But what was your dad like? Did he have like hang-ups about a gay son thing or what?
So he was an immigrant father. So he literally swam across the border, married a girl out here, became legalized. And so I'm first generation. So to be on that stage with, you know, that Ethan let me go on, that's huge. Like, that stuff doesn't happen to people like me where we came from. So it was just like a big deal for me. And so he was very hardworking. And then he was just very like negative, like negative, like that negative toxic energy, but like funny, like a dark humor growing up. And so that's, I guess, where I got a lot of that from. But he ended up, rest his soul, he ended up passing away. But I love him so much. He wasn't the best father, but he was funny. Like, I love him so much for that. You just kind of remember the good times, you know? I think he passed away, was it cirrhosis of the liver is what it was.
Was he a drinker?
Heavy, heavy drinker. But he was never drunk. Like, he wouldn't get drunk or anything. He would just, like, every day drink a six pack since he was like maybe 16 years old. Mm-hmm. Because over there in Mexico, you can start drinking. If you can see over the counter, you can buy it pretty much.
For sure. And it's part of the culture too. Like, you know, when you're working those kind of jobs, like, you just get drunk after work. It's just like part of the deal.
So, but I've always seen my mom and him work every day. So that's why I just film every day.
So like, is it wild to your mom, like, being, you know,
I mean, she thought I was selling drugs, because when I moved out, she was like, well, how do you get paid? Like, where do you clock in at? And I'm like, well, you don't really clock in, Mom. It's just like views and stuff. And she doesn't comprehend it at all. She just doesn't understand it. For the longest time, I was doing drugs or selling it or something. And I was like, girl, I wish. Like, are you serious?
I'm working way hard, way harder.
Yeah, I'm working way harder. But, like, I love what I do, so it doesn't seem like it's work. But definitely I work way harder than when I worked at the chemical plant because it's the drama never sleeps. Like, when you do online content, it's just 24 hours. You can pick it up and stop whenever you want. And but plus, you're definitely a workaholic, definitely a workaholic.
Well, you have to be. And how sustainable is that, right? Like, who is that guy, Def Noodles? Like, what happened to him? Like, I interviewed him. Let's talk about, well, just before, I don't know. No, I know he's gone.
No, I've never seen, I'm the mouth of the South. I've never seen somebody reach such a great peak and then just crash and burn so crazy. Like, I'm like, whoa, what happened to this guy? And I was thinking, I was like, there's something has to be going on mentally, physically. There's something going on there. And then he made a video, like, you know, saying what happened. And I was like, okay, there it is right there. This is what happened. But I remember he was getting like 100,000 views a video. I mean, he was on fire.
Yeah. Yes. He showed up on my radar. He was
on fire. And then he just crashed and burned. I'm like, damn.
Well, to my point, right? So I interviewed him. He showed up on my radar a couple of years ago. And he was telling me kind of like off camera his like daily schedule. And it was fucking insane. He's like, I haven't taken a day off in for like a year, right? And it's every day. And I'm working 14, 16 hours a day, every single day, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, maybe he just snapped. Like, so you're posting. How long do you post it every day for? Like, you can't do that forever.
I've been doing it every day for like 7 years. Every day I throw up a YouTube video. That's why I say damn. I can't get a day off to save my life. Like when I showed up, I'll give you some behind the scenes tea. So they told me to show up to the H3 Live at 3 p.m. All right. So at like 12 noon, I was already up in full makeup and I got there at 3. I didn't go on stage till like 9:30. So I was in makeup all day. Like, I just believe, you know, if you stay ready, you don't got to get ready, you know? So I'm a workhorse. I love working. I don't complain about it because I remember when I couldn't find a job, you know, and I love making money. So I don't really complain about it. Like, I just feel like this is the gig. Like, here's the thing, right, Tom? To get on camera and be able to make a living is a dream for millions. It's a dream. It's like the American dream. You don't have to clock in with the boss and stuff. And there's only a few people who can really do that and sustain it. And so to complain about it, I think it's kind of like a slap in the face because it's a dream.
For sure. And like you made it. Think about, I mean, how many, fuck. I mean, there's like, you know, there's like social media camps to teach you how to like, you know, gain a following and how to film and edit.
You know what? Those camps, I feel like they're all a scam. Of course. It's always in front of like a mansion and like a Ferrari. And it's like, want to live like this? You can too. If you buy my book, you know how they say that? But what they don't, it's like what they don't tell you is either you got it or you don't. They can lay out step by step how to do it and people will still fail. Because either you just got that personality or you don't got it. And that's just the bottom line. And most people don't got it. It's just the truth. Give it a try. Maybe stand out.
That is a hard truth. And people don't want to hear that shit. But I've interviewed every big creator. And whether you like them or not, the one thing they all had in common was they got it.
Whatever it is.
They have it.
And every it is different. Every it is different. You know, and that's just the thing. But you have to be able to take online criticism and be able to get exposed and doxxed and all that stuff and just keep pushing through. I mean, it's almost like internet, a rite of passage to be on the internet and go through some type of drama of your own.
Well, for sure. I mean, the reason people are even watching me or know who I am is because I appeared on H3. I did this for years. I ended up quitting my job. I was in sales, this boring sales jobs. And about a year ago, I saved enough money from brand deals and stuff to go, you know, I'm going to give this like a real, you know, year to make it work. Right. And I pivoted my content to, I'm interested in business, I'm in sales, right? So I went to interview like entrepreneurs, I've done all the creators, like, you know, I got bored with it. Well, it fucking failed miserably, right? I lost a ton of money. And it was like towards the end of that year where all of a sudden my wife's cousin texts me, who's a big fan of H3, goes, they're talking about you on the H3 podcast. And I go, oh, what? I go, why? I go, is it good? She goes, no. So I had to tune in and see Ethan fucking going off on me and questioning, you know, how does he get these guests? His views suck. And he's writing for Forbes. He's selling Forbes articles and all this shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't sign up for this, you know? Like, but it is a rite of passage to be able to, like, you have to go through that, those kind of things, and take advantage of the opportunities when they present themselves.
So you were interviewing entrepreneurs, like successful ones.
Yeah, no one cared. Okay.
And no one cared. Well, it's like, it was it like, how'd you spend your first million, or what is like stuff like that?
Well, like besides all the like tea and stuff, like I'm interested. I'm like a workaholic, and I'm like obsessed with like self improvement, right? So whether it's you know, run marathons, and so I'm always like, setting high goals, achieving them, and achieve, you know, set another one. So I want to interview like successful entrepreneurs about like, how do you become successful? Like, what tips you got for us?
What did you do?
But no one cared. If people want to hear me talk about why I hate James Charles, right? Or they want to hear me have Charli D'Amelio on and talk about what's going on in her life, right? They don't care about the business shit. So I made a huge mistake as a creator. I didn't give the people what they wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so I think you found a niche. You found a niche.
Yeah.
And that's a niche that you actually like and enjoy. Mm-hmm. And that's why it doesn't seem like work. So that's the hard part of it. And so I think like with like circling back to Ethan Klein, I feel like his niche, like he's found it. And it's so great to see people like Ethan Klein and you in their element, up there doing what they love to do, being successful at it and just doing it. Like, you're at the pinnacle of it because you're doing it every day, what you like. Let's see.
It's so fun. And again, like, I had to go back and get a job. I'm working at a startup now. And, like, my day today was fucking so – I just packed with calls and all kinds of shit. And, like – but I was looking forward to this all day. It's like, yes, at 5, though, fuck all this stuff. I get a break. I'm going to hang with my buddy Rich and, like, find out what's going on with him. And, like, you got to do it for the love of the game. Like, I love this
shit.
That's
how I feel like – that's what I feel like with your videos, the H3 podcast, that you get to listen and watch and stuff that you actually enjoy. Like, aside from H3, yours, there's another podcast. It's called My First Million. You ever heard of that one?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that one. I find it interesting. And so, yeah.
So let's go to the chat real quick, right? Because there's a lot of questions, right? First of all, you're getting so much love. Can we see Moses on camera? Can we see Moses? Is he not allowed to appear?
No, Moses, it's a joke. It's a joke. Because Trisha Paytas has a husband named Moses, but she treats him like an assistant. Thank you, Moses.
So your assistant isn't even named Moses. That's a joke that went over my head. See, I told you, I'm new at all this shit. Well, look, first of all, they're giving mad love to you in the chat. Well, first question is, this is a great question. Do you ever see yourself moving out to LA? Why are you not here? Like, the LA is ready for you.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. If somebody called me on the phone and said, hey, come to LA, I could jump on a flight and be – this is a three-hour flight. It's just 3 hours to get there. And I can jump on and go. I'll even go on Spirit. I don't care. I'll just go to Spirit. And then I have a friend who lives there. He has a house and he lets me stay there. He's like, I have a room. I literally have a room there. And so I just rent the room. I'll pay for the room and I'm not even there some months. So it's just a flight away. So when I go there, that's why I'm always at Disney. Like, I have a season pass for Disney. So I go all the time.
Nice. My wife just got one. My wife just got one and she's stoked. She loves it.
Yeah. Are you in LA or?
I'm in LA. Yeah, I'm here.
You're in LA.
No, LA.
Yeah, I'm right there in some shithole called Downey. I love Downey. It's out there in Downey, California. And so that's where I usually – when I go, that's where I'm at. And then Downey's really close to, like, Universal and Disney, like, right in between LA and Anaheim, Magic Mountain. It's like, it's right there. So it's like a perfect spot, you know? So when I get questions like, how come you're not in LA? It's like, I can be anytime I want. It's just this me going there.
Okay. They want a fit check from Rich. Can we get a fit check? What are you wearing? I love the, by the way, I love, is that a paperclip necklace? I love that.
Yeah, I think so. No, just a little circle thing and then a little outfit. That's it.
It's hard to get with this platform. It's hard. People want to know, why did Dan kick you out of the H3 chat? And did you genuinely hate Dan at first?
No. To me, it was all a gig. It was all a joke for me. It was all a gig. Like, I'll get on camera and I'll start ranting. Like, it's like, I don't dislike anyone really I talk about. I just maybe don't like some of their actions, you know? But no, there's never any ill will. A lot of it's just a gig.
So you understand your job. Your job is to create drama. If there's no drama, it's like, I'm going to fucking create some drama.
You got to poke the bear sometimes. But some people don't get it. They get all upset. Like, I'll get comments till this day. How dare you talk about insert whatever favorite YouTuber. You don't even know them.
And you gotta be a special breed of person to do that, right? Like, most people, like, I would hate that. I'm not built for that shit. Like, I don't want people coming attacking me and all that. Like, there's a special breed of person that, and it, you, it, my friend, drives, you're well suited.
You know what? It drives real engagement. You know, it
it drives engagement for sure. Yeah, like, you take a polarizing stance, I fucking hate this person. Like, that'll get engagement because you got half the people going, fuck you, I love that person.
Yeah, because most people don't comment like, oh, what a great picture. But they'll comment like, oh my God, I can't believe like that.
Yeah, you don't want to make, what did they say? If you try to appeal to everyone, you appeal to no one. You want to fucking try to reach a specific person. And, like, a way to get people fired up is to, like, make fucking ridiculous statements.
Exactly.
And Ethan does it. You do it.
I don't think how people can take me seriously either wearing this thing. Like, I'll sit up there and I'll be like, oh, Michaela Nogueira's makeup is horrible. And it's like, well, look at mine.
Where did the diamonds come from? People want to know that in the chat, too. How did you come up with the diamonds?
They started out really small. And then, like, as I progressed, I just said, I want to do something I can throw on in 15 minutes. This only takes me 15 minutes.
Okay.
I can get everything here from the drugstore real quick. That actually is great. And so I was like, I need something I can put on in 15 minutes, report the news that I can stand out, that nobody else has. And this is like a, it looks like a clown, like a jester, you know?
Yeah. So wait, are you telling me that's not James Charles or Jeffree Star makeup?
No, I wouldn't wear the James stuff.
Okay. Wait, do you have a brand deal? Like, why are you not representing a makeup brand?
No, I'll do collaborations. Like, do we have one? I think I have it up here. I've done a makeup palette before, like collaborations and stuff. We get brand deals sometimes.
Oh, nice.
We get sponsors too. Like, one of our biggest sponsors is Manscaped. Shout out to them.
Oh, yeah.
Adam and Eve, stuff like that.
Okay. Let's see what else the chat has to say. Oh, how did you meet? I don't even want to talk about her because the whole thing makes me sad. How did you meet Eugenia Cooney? And I don't even want to comment on her. The whole thing makes me sad.
Eugenia, okay, first of all, let me tell you the latest drama she did the other day. So, you know, everyone thinks that she's always on the verge of dying. Okay, they always say it. They always say that. She knows it herself. She even talks about it on her. She goes live like every day on TikTok. Well, she posted a video 2 days ago with her dressed as Santa Claus walking around the store to the song Last Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
So people are like, is this Eugenia's last Christmas? Like, I feel like she does it on purpose. You know, she knows how to poke the bear too. But I met Eugenia off of Twitch back in the day because I used to be on Twitch. I don't really go on there anymore. But she was on Twitch, and I would go, and you can send money and stuff, and I'll tip, and then she would come on mine. And then we would just chat in the DMs and just be cordial. And that's how our friendship started. And I told her one day, I think it was a couple months ago, I said, get on TikTok, girl. It's blowing up. And then she did. And now she's doing well over there.
So is she okay though? Like, I look at her and I'm like, it's shocking. Shocking when you see her.
Like, I asked her that because we did an interview. You should interview her if you ever want to. She said she's fine. Her mom says she's fine. Her doctor says she's fine. You know, and there are a lot of people who like can live off the bare minimum, like months and stuff like that. So we'll see. You know, it is alarming. Like, it is shocking to look at. I'm not going to sit here and lie. It is shocking to look at. But yeah. But
for sure. I mean,
the police go to her house all the time.
Yeah.
She even has their phone number. They do wellness checks on her. They have a special code that there's like a, if you ever look at her videos, there's like dolls in the background. If one of those dolls is removed, it means something's not okay. And then they know to check on her. That's like their little secret code. Now it's posted on TMZ.
What the fuck kind of life is that?
Well, because they think she's locked in her house and stuff.
Well, yeah, because of course. They think there's something fucking wrong. Of course they're alarmed. I'm alarmed.
Apparently, you know, she's a normal person. She says it over and over. She got flued out. She was hanging out with Jeffree Star at his house in Casper, Wyoming. And he also said that she's fine. She does everything at her own will. She's her own person. But yeah.
Yeah, I can't comment. Look, it's an older guy commenting on a young woman. I can't do it. But
you can't win. You can't lose when you talk about Eugenia. You really can't.
Yeah.
You
can't win. I can't even get into it. Yeah. Like, so
anyway. All you can do is just send prayers, send love, and wish them the best.
So, let's go a little lighter topic, right? Who is your favorite/least favorite celebrity or influencer? Who's your favorite? Who's your least favorite? Who do you love? Who do you hate?
Favorite, Ethan Klein, because he's just funny. He's just funny AF. Least favorite influencer. I don't have a least favorite. After that,
give me a couple.
I don't have a least favorite. I don't have a least favorite, bro.
What are you talking about? You talk shit about fucking every single influencer. Well, yeah, and there's not one that's like a genuine dislike.
They also make me money, so I don't want to. I don't know who would be the least favorite. I'm trying to think.
Come on, there's got to be somebody you really don't like.
I'm drawing a blank right now. I'm drawing a blank. If it was off morals, it would be James Charles morally. And let me see. I think a lot of these people are liars, like Manny Amy Way. I think he's a liar. Little sneaky snake.
What did he do? Oh.
No, it's just like because I'll see stuff on social media. I'm like, this is so fake. How is no one else seeing this?
Like, give me an example. What are you talking about? What's fake?
Okay, so about Manny Hemingway.
Yeah, sure.
That fact that he was like, oh, I love Ethan Klein. I love to be on the podcast, but yet he's like best friends with James Charles. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, really? So you're just clout chasing Ethan?
Or he's scared of Ethan, so he just
scared of
publicly. That's what it sounds like.
Ethan Klein is a sword. It cuts both ways. You might get the good, you might get the bad. It's just a sword that cuts both ways. And that's just the commentary.
For sure. I'm not really thrilled with your answer. I'm not going to lie, Rich. I mean, you picked an obvious one, James Charles. No one is going to get on your case about hating James Charles, right?
Well, Colleen Ballinger. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay, I like that.
She's a sneaky snake too. Dude, she's so fake. Her whole thing about loving rocks, that's a lie. She don't like rocks. Bro,
don't get me started.
No way. She doesn't care about rocks. That whole thing's made up for views. That's a whole reflect deflect. The whole thing, bro. And the fact that people don't see that, it's like, let me come back on YouTube and talk about the most boring thing in the world so people can leave me alone. That's what I feel like she did.
1,000%.
Sneaky snake.
I was so angry at the stupid fucking rock thing. I had a whole rant. I posted it. It's like, why rocks? Are you fucking kidding me? This is fucking boring shit. But you know what? Why do you like rocks? Because they don't talk back or make allegations.
She can control the rocks.
Rocks don't talk.
They don't talk. You can control them. Exactly. You're 100% right.
What is the theme?
Now that you brought up, she's the lowest of the low for me. Because all she had to do is get the camera, go like this. You know what, guys? I effed up. You know what, guy? I messed up. And she couldn't even do that. Just reflect and then name people that she feel like she's crossed. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. No, you're right. And then she's bringing the kids in. Like, oh, the kids, yeah, look, the reason I don't bring my kids in, they didn't sign up for this. Like, I did. So if I get the negative comments and shit, it's part of the game. Like, but my fucking 8-year-old daughter didn't sign up for this. She's shy. She doesn't fucking want her shit out there. Right, my 4-year-old probably does. She's like a big ham, and she wants all the attention. But she's too young for that. When she's old enough, if she wants to be on social media, she can. But it's a cheap way to get views. Who doesn't like a cute kid? You know, it's like fucked up. It's a
cheap way to get views.
Hell yeah, it is. Yeah, it's true. Who doesn't like? Who won't like a photo of somebody and their cute kid? Who's not going to like that? So I'm with you. Now you got me fired up.
Yeah.
Is your ornate throne chair that we see behind you comfortable?
No. It's not comfortable at all. It's not.
It looks great, though.
No cushion. It's really stiff and hard, but, it is what it is.
Look, you got money now. Can't you get a fucking comfortable custom seat?
I can't find a comfortable throne chair. I can put some pillows.
Have a make-a chair.
You know what I want? I want one of those reclining ones, right? That massage your whole body. You know what I'm talking about? The ones you get like a sharper image and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love those. I want to buy
one. You can make it happen. You're big time. You're famous. You're rich. Why not? Treat yourself to a nice chair.
But this chair, it served its purpose. This is like, what, $800 just for this one?
Damn.
And it's a small one because there's bigger ones. It's a small one.
You deserve an ornate, beautiful throne.
Thank you.
You're the queen. You deserve to be comfortable and look good.
Top.
Hold on. Let's get it back.
Okay, ready? Let's go. Tom's the queen. Tom can do no wrong. Tom's the queen.
I appreciate it.
Bro, that whole meme thing, it just happened. Like, I literally was just sitting there because I was sitting there and I was just like, okay, so obviously, like, there has been some stuff where, like, I think was his name, he would mess up sometimes. Like, he wouldn't push the button fast enough or whatever. And Ethan would always just be like, he's the queen, he can do no wrong. Like, kind of like baby him. Like, he's like, dad's the man, he's the man, right? And I'm sitting there, I'm just like, oh my God, dad can do no wrong.
Everyone can do wrong, including Dan. I say that with peace and love. I'm going to get blasted in the chat for saying that. Dan's the queen, Tom. He can do no wrong. Fuck you.
But you know what? Meeting Dan in person, he really keeps that show together.
He seems like a good dude.
He's like on his laptop, like just working hard. It's like, wow. It's like his mind is like racing. Like, it's like so much going on.
Plus, he seems like a genuine guy. Is he just a nice guy?
Yeah, a genuine, normal person, genuine guy. Like, just, wow.
I don't know why people are asking this. What did you think of Tana's behavior at the live show? Didn't we cover that? I guess you didn't comment on what you thought of it.
Okay, so behind the scenes, there's a video of it. She comes into my dressing room, and I put it on my Twitter. It's there, and on my Instagram story. So she walks in there and she is giving the same energy she had on stage. Then when she got on stage, she had two drinks, I believe, on stage where people can see her drink something or ask for a shot or something. I think that she was generally nervous at that big crowd. Okay. I think she was nervous and she probably came to the audience like already maybe under the influence of something that would calm her down. And then on top of the drinking she had on stage, and that's kind of like what you got. But her interrupting people and everything that she did, even though a lot of people didn't like it, that's Tana. Like, that is her, the essence of Tana.
I agree.
That's just her. It's just like when you go to Madonna concert, Madonna comes 4 hours late. She says, you guys, I know I'm late, but would you want it any other way? You're getting the real me. And we got the real Tana that night. And I know that she knows that she effed up. She knows that. And everyone in the chat can say that she messed up, but it hits harder when she knows it herself. And she said that she's no longer doing live shows like that.
Well, one, I'm shocked. I mean, I can't picture Tana getting – I've met her a couple times. I can't picture her getting nervous in any situation.
Oh.
She seems like you could put her anywhere and she'd just be herself, like, and be cool and, you know, whatever. So I don't know. But I guess, yeah, you're at a live event like that when you're used to just doing videos in a controlled environment. You know, it's a different deal.
Controlled, yeah. So when she was live, I think she was generally nervous, but who knows? I could be wrong. I don't know her like you know, too well or whatever. But, you know, I think that she said some stuff that she should have been like, I should just shut up. The real question is, will they ever have her back live?
Hell yeah. If I'm them, look, and you're right. If I book Tana, I know what I'm getting. And look, she may be, you know, a little extra relaxed, whatever that means for that appearance, right? And she may interrupt and stuff. But that's Tana being Tana. So I wasn't as annoyed as everyone else was. I was like, what do you want? I mean, yeah, it was a little much interrupting and stuff like that.
You know what? Okay, like I will say this. Okay, so one, it drove engagement because people were talking about Tana. So that, you know, that's great. But then two, being there, it was a different vibe than watching it on TV, you know, watching it on your camera or phone, laptop or whatever. So I think when you're watching it, you're like, oh my God, she's ruining the show. Oh my God. But then being there, it was like a more intimate, just friends on a couch hanging out.
And plus, you're an entertainer, right? When you get dropped into a collaborative situation like that, you really have to, and that was funny. She was texting during the show. I'm like, dude, are you, like, if I'm on that couch, like, I am focused 1,000%, like, should I hop in here? They just said this, so should I comment here? How, you know, did I talk too much, or did I talk, like, all that shit's going a million miles an hour, which I'm sure it is in your head. Like, so, yeah, you got to bring it on your A game, because it's live. You don't know... Yeah. Kind of how other people work.
I didn't know what was going on. When I got on stage, they just said, you're going to go on at 9:30. You're going to present this award. And then you're going to do a game show. And that's it. That's all they told me. They didn't tell me that Tana was coming. They didn't tell me anything else. And I didn't know anything. And I'm pretty sure Tana, if it was set up the same way, they were like, yeah, just come out, hang out on stage. And that's what she was doing. So her texting on stage, wow. I don't think I could do, you know, but it was a long show, but wow.
But, well, you know, I don't know if that's true. That's what somebody told me. I don't know.
Yeah. You know. I kind of should have had some jokes lined up, you know, a few little zingers here and there. Maybe they'll win.
But, you know, you're 100% right. And I guarantee they pitch that way to everyone because, like, we were talking before this hopped on. You started telling me a story. I'm like, stop. I never like to talk before an interview because it's like you end up wasting the good stuff. And then you have to ask them the same question. It's not the same. So, yeah. But you did your damn job. Shout out Rich Lux. Hey, Rich, you're going to present at 9 o'clock. I'm going to come makeup ready at 3. I'm going to be ready to go. I'm going to have some zingers ready. And you delivered and brought the show back.
I didn't know what I was walking out into. I just, you know, they tell you one thing, but I was like, well, is that really what's going to happen? Because, you know, it is H3 full of surprises. You never know. And so I just went. And I was standing backstage. They called me, all right, ready. You know, you're about to go out next. So I came out and I just walked out on stage and I was just shook. The thing is, right, I was so you can see it on the footage. I was so happy to be on stage that I individually said hi to Ethan and Gila and shook their hands because most people, they just presented an award and left. But I was like so shocked that they were there. Like I was like, these are real people because you don't think that they're real because you just see them on the computer every day. But then to see them in the flesh, you're like, oh, shit, they're real. They're not robots or AI. These are real people. I had to shake the hand and kiss the ring. Like this is insane. And then the crowd was like going crazy. So I just kept poking. I was like, let's go. Like, let's go.
What's it done for you since then? Like after a period, did you see a big spike in views and subscribers and everything?
God, I have all these guys in my DMs wanting to sleep with me now. Like, oh my, it's insane. I got all these
Well, let's talk about Rich Luck's dating life. So who is Rich Luck in a relationship? Are you just whoring it around all over town? Are you responding to dick pics in the DM? What's going on?
So, like, first of all, like, I have to tell people, I was like, okay, so I don't walk around like this all day. Like, this is, I'll slap this on and I'll be on it for like maybe 2-3 hours, and then I'm done for the day. So when I'm out and about, I'm just like, I'm a real boy. And just like real, like just normal, no makeup on. And then I'm just kind of quiet. I'm real quiet, you know, I'm just kind of reserved. But then I put this on and lights, camera, action, let's go. Like a different personality. But dating wise, it's like I've never had a boyfriend. I don't really want one. I feel like they're too expensive. And expensive. But like I love work. I work a lot. So, you know, like
yeah, but come on. We all want to see. I think can we comment in the chat?
I go on a lot of dates. I'm having a great time.
Okay, and so
I go no, but let me tell you, Tom. So I've seen so much happen reporting drama that like when I do meet guys, I send them a little NDA and I send them a non-disclosure agreement, a sexual agreement. So they
what's a sexual agreement?
Like,
what's that?
No, he touched me. It's like I confirm to sexual relations. Like I'm so blind.
Wait. Time out.
Yes.
Send that before the date?
Yeah. And look, yep.
What if they go, I got to get to know you first.
The NDA first. But okay. Then if something's going to happen and you kind of know it's going to happen, you just like, I need you to sign this form. It means that you're of sober mind. And you can't come back and say, he touched me. Like, no. And then some guys, they freak out. They're like, I don't want to sign that. I'm like, well, then you know what? We can't hang out.
So wait, do you have stacks of these forms like all over your house? There's definitely some in the bedroom. Is there some in the kitchen in case shit goes down there?
I'll send you the PDF. I'll send you so you can see it. It's an agreement form. It's just like I agree to do these things. Like, okay, cool. But yeah, it's just because there's so many crazy people out there. I've seen fake friends, backstabbing. People say stuff that's not how it went down. And it's like the last thing I need. Just be the drama. I like the drama. I don't like being the drama. You know, I stay out of the drama for myself. So I try.
So comment in the chat, people. Don't we want to see Rich Luck find love? I mean, look, I'm married. I was single through my 20s and, you know, my early 30s. So I did that, which can be fun, but it can also be exhausting. It's fucking work dating. You know what I mean? Like, you got to go on dates. And I mean, maybe it's different with guys because we're all horny and like you can cut to the chase quicker, right? So maybe that's different.
Guys, yeah.
It's different with guys. But don't you want to see, like, don't you want to have like your best friend and like be able to blow them too? Like, isn't that the end goal? Right? So what's going on? What's the hang up? Why is this not happening?
There's no hang up. I just prefer like the bachelor single life. I really do prefer that.
Okay. Yeah. Does Rich Luck ever see himself settling down?
No, not really. Not right now. I say that. But you know what? Listen, this is why I should be on some dating show. Finding, you know, like a find.
Yes.
Love, you know, and maybe I'll have my mind changed.
First of all, why don't you do the content yourself? I would watch and be on the edge of my seat watching a date with you and some young fine gentleman. I think it would be interesting. Like, where does Rich Luck? Does he go to Applebee's on the first date? I don't fucking know, but I want to find out.
Look, hold on. Let me send it to you. Hold on. Here we go. Okay, boom. I just sent you. I sent you the agreement. If you want to show it or whatever, you can do whatever you want.
All right.
Look. Let's talk, guys, about the sexual consent form.
Hold on. Well, you can barely see. It's tough to see with the lights and stuff. But I'll read. Like, we'll highlight. So it's a form. It says sexual consent form in bold at the top. The parties. The sexual consent form is made on. There's a date. It's like a real fucking contract. Proposer. So I guess you would be proposing the sexual consent.
Yep.
Oh my God. And then they have to sign the consenter, like, yeah, it's about to go down. I'm going to sign right here. I'm horny.
Full body touching, check. Kissing, check.
God. digital penetration. Oh my god, what is going on in Rich Lux's bedroom? Good lord. Anal sex, receiving, giving. Oh my god, restraint. What is going on in Rich Lux's bedroom?
The bottom part's the best. I think the bottom part is like really the cherry on top, right?
Which part?
It says, let me see. It should say I'm of sober mind signing this, like that. It should say that. Or maybe it's not on that page because it's one of three pages.
It just basically says, we're contraception. We'll use the following means of contraception. So it's basically like saying they're going to be safe.
Yeah. So I think it's safe that I feel all people should have this.
Bro, it's got to be the most awkward. Well, look, as a guy who dating a girl, like, it's hard enough to get them in the bedroom to begin with, right? You don't want any obstacles standing in your way, right? So you don't want to get to that point and then bring out a fucking form and have it run to the hill.
I know, that's the front. It's like you find it and you're like, oh, I got to sign this form. They're like, what? They're like, well, you want your attorney to look at it? I mean, you can say this right now.
What's the percentage in the poor guy sitting there with a heart on, right? What percentage signs?
It's usually about 99.9%. They'll look at it and then they're like, okay, I see what it is. Okay, boom.
Gotcha. And have you had, what's the worst experience where someone's like, fuck you, and like run away?
Oh, okay. So it was like, I'll give you, you be on the dating apps, right?
Okay.
And I tell them to come over and then they get to the front desk. Like,
wait, they come right to your house? Like, you just let this random dude in your house?
Well, there has to be some little talking beginning.
Well, sure, okay.
Totally, 100% random. But they'll come to the concierge, and the concierge will ask for their ID, and they don't want to show their ID. And I'm like, and they're like, hey, I don't want to show my ID. Like, well, you can't come up here then. You can do rob me, get out of here then. Sorry, go somewhere else. You know?
They don't want record of being at Rich Lux's house?
I guess not. But they don't even know. Who knows? Why? Whatever thing they're going through.
Do they know who you are, or no? Do you keep that like, hey, I'm just regular guy?
Yeah, this is my Grindr picture. No, it's not. No, because
you're just regular dude.
No, it's just I don't even put my face on there, Tom. It's like a picture of like a leg or an arm. Like, I don't even put my face on there. Yeah, I don't put my face on there. No.
Then how would people reply to you?
Because you know why? Because they're hitting you up for different reasons. You know.
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't even look. I'm not on dating apps, but if I'm on a dating app, like, I want to see the hottest person, the hottest people, right? If they show me an arm, I'm just gonna fucking ignore that and go to the next
pass
one.
Pass by, but of course, then I'll send the message. If I think someone's hot, I'll send them a message like, hey, and then they're like, well, who the hell are you? Send me a pic, and I'm like, okay, here's the picture.
What's the first pic you send? Is it this? Is it with the crown? What do you?
Yeah, it's this right here.
Just send them. So look, so you're saying, hold on, let me get this straight. So you're doing this and you're just a normal, regular guy. Well, guess what? NDAs.
Hold on, Tom. So then they come over. Okay. And then everything is pink. Everything is like pink in here, right? It's like, there's a arcade machine, there's pinball machines, there's a pink couch, everything. It's like Candyland, like the way the house is decorated. And they're looking around and I'm like, oh yeah, it's my sister's house. It's my sister's place, you know, it's not mine. You know, it's they're like, okay. So yeah, they think they're at some girl's house or something. But they have no idea
Yes, they do. When you bring out an NDA, normal people don't have NDAs. Famous people do.
Yeah. At that point, that's when I'm like, hey, so you have to sign this. Like, you know, I don't want to tell you what I do, but it's pretty, you know, I just don't, you know, it's for safety on our both sides to cover us both. Like, okay. And at that point, then they know, okay, this guy's different. This is interesting. I'm kind of curious now. And then they end up signing it. Like, that's just, then, you know, we might talk after that. It might not. Might go.
So when do you tell them you're Rich Lux?
I just say, you know what? I work a lot. I really don't want to talk about it, but I'm a YouTuber and I make content. And then they say, oh, well, what do you do? What's your niche? I'm like, I don't want to talk about it, but just know that's what I do. I'm like, okay. I don't want to talk about work, because then that's all we talk about is just, you know, YouTube stuff.
People want to be an influencer. I would just
yeah, and then they're like, well, can you shout me out? Can you shout me out? Oh.
No, I cannot.
No, like, put me on. So it is hard. It is difficult dating.
Do you go, I mean, I don't know how guys operate in fucking 2024.
Well, you're going to learn.
Do you go on dates? Yeah, I'm interested now. Yeah. So I would watch this show. So my question is, okay, you got guys can come and go and right? The concierge, his head's probably exploding at all the activity in the lobby, right? But there's got to be a point where do you ever go on like a date or no? That's a waste of meat for coffee. Like, what do you do?
So I have this thing. I like love going to like a steakhouse, but like a Mastro's. I don't know if you heard of Mastro's before.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
They have like this Japanese A5 Wagyu, like a $300 steak or whatever. Like, primo. So I like stuff like that, real over the top drama.
You know, bringing some random dude to that place.
No, usually I kind of like this one already. It's kind of, you know, I don't mind, you know, going on being seen out in public with you. It's okay, it's cool. And so we go. Okay. I like steakhouses and stuff like that. But some guys don't like that. Nobody don't like all that. It makes them nervous. All the fancy stuff, all like the waiters and all like the expensive stuff. Some people get really nervous about that. I'm like, just chill, have a good time.
So where else do you like to go? Do you go miniature golfing? I'm fascinated by your life right now.
I like to take a helicopter ride around the city. That's a fun one.
Okay.
That never gets old, you know? So this is it's really fun. It's just finding the time to do it and finding someone you actually like to want to do it with.
But then it sounds like – go ahead. No, go ahead. It sounds like you got some game to you. I mean, there's some – Rich Lux has got some game.
Oh, my God, yeah. They always say, you're a player. You're like, I'm the one always getting played. I'm not the player, whatever.
I mean, you're going to Mastro's. You're taking fucking helicopter rides. Like, yeah, you're big time in it.
Yeah, I like to have
fun. Nice. Well, listen, I had a ton of fun. I'm not even going to the chat because the people don't know what they want. So why am I asking people? Don't rip me apart in the chat, okay? I say that with peace and love, right? But look, we've had an hour and 11 minutes of Rich Lux.
Already an hour? No way.
This is what it feels like. Show Rich. Isn't it incredible?
It was great. It was just hanging out with friends. That's all hanging out.
That's all we do, man. So promote away. What are you selling? Where can we find you?
You can find me on YouTube every day at Rich Lux. You can find me on TikTok every day over there. Instagram, Twitter, Twatter, whatever. Get out there and find me in all those social medias. The same name everywhere. You can find me also on Christian Mingle.
Farmers Direct.
Farmers Direct. Yep. Find me on Grindr, Tinder. I'm out there. Hit me up.
Nice. And guys, first of all, Rich, thank you so much for coming. You're incredible. And stay put. We're going to stop the stream, but I want to talk to you for a second before we cut out. So, guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you. Hopefully people are liking the video. Like, subscribe. I've got merch, Tomcat merch. So you can click on my shop or go to thetomwardshow.com to get that. So thanks so much for being here, guys. This is my first live interview I've ever done. Most people will not do a live interview. They're scared.
Oh, this was live?
Oh, shit, I didn't tell you?
I'm joking.
But this was fun. It's a lot easier, too, because I don't have to go edit and I don't have to...
Oh, yeah, live interview slap, yeah.
It's so much better. So, yeah, cool. I'll send you the link and everything. So, YouTube stream, we're out. Me and Rich have things to talk about, okay? We're going to talk about helicopter rides and shit, all right? You don't need to be a part of these conversations. Thanks, guys.